For now, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and bring in the editor, sometimes photographer, writer, and proprietor of Ducks Illustrated. Jerry Thompson joins us. JT, how are things?
Really good, Steve. How about you?
Awesome. Start with the usual. The magazine is out. Picture of Sabrina cutting down part of her net in Portland the weekend before last. Where could folks pick up the latest edition of Ducks Illustrated?
Well, at your local Buy Marts, Dairy Marts, and Duck stores. Now, the Buy Marts will be on probably about Monday or Tuesday. Just got the magazines last night. But most Dairy Marts have them. I have a few more deliveries to make in Springfield, but Eugene's covered.
All righty. Let's start with a trip to Tampa, which I'm sure is not on your regular route. Just, you know, having been to the men's Final Four at a football stadium, you know, the magnitude of that with the women they played in, you know, it's more of a basketball-sized arena, though it's a hockey arena. I'm kind of curious, you know, you've been to Rose Bowls, national championship games. Just the atmosphere, kind of the vibe, the magnitude of an event like this.
Well, it's kind of like being backstage at a concert, a rock concert or something, because you'd be walking by and there's Geno of Connecticut, the coach, or Muffet of Notre Dame, or you know, Ken Mulkey. And so the media, you have that kind of privilege of being in this venue anyway, where you could see some of those people and some of the players in the catacomb, so to speak, of the arena. It was huge. I stayed for the final, the finale, and got a ringside seat at center court, second row, and heard a lot of what Ken Mulkey was saying. It was all repeatable, but it was kind of drama going on there most of the game, and for good reason, because it went down to the wire.
One of the things I thought was interesting while Ogunbowale of Notre Dame. And some of the players on Baylor, you know, a lot of them who just got drafted. But it seemed like whenever I had on ESPN or I was watching the coverage or hearing the national coverage, you know, aside from the coaches you mentioned, safe to say Sabrina's as big a super-duper star in this game as anybody?
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, she didn't have the performance she wanted to have. For the most part, but other than that, yeah, she was the headliner, and she was given the award for the National Player of the Year at in Tampa itself. But you know, these are four heavyweights going at it. These are the four best teams in women's basketball. There's other, of course, good teams, but you just got a sense this is the best, and that was a joy to watch. And they, you know, Oregon Baylor went down to the wire, tied it with a minute and a half left. Notre Dame and Baylor down to the last second, and this free throw determines whether it's going to go into overtime, basically. So, you know, it's nice to see games that were just so competitive and just went back and forth, and you never knew. It was a lot of suspense, for sure.
And lastly, on women's hoops, obviously the big news, and we learned that, you know, basically Sabrina had to play Baylor, run into the locker room, and it felt like she almost had to make a decision whether she was going pro or coming back to school. But, I mean, I don't know how I could emphasize just how overjoyed everybody is. I mean, the news of her coming back for next year is just scream it from the rafters, right?
Right, and Coach Graves put an exclamation point on that, the fact that he said the coaches and the players are going to be challenged by Sabrina. She's now the assistant coach. He said tongue-in-cheek, but it, you know, she's really challenging herself and the rest of the players, and she's done that since she's here. She took quite a leap from her freshman to sophomore year, and just her assortment of shots and her accuracy on three-pointers, and so there's not a lot of things she needs to improve on, but I'm sure she can find something. And, you know, it was too bad. Well, in some ways, we thought, well, I think the consensus was if we won the national championship, then she wouldn't be back. But she actually answered the question and said that she was pretty sure she would be back and try to go for two titles. So that kind of just made you see how determined and how much of a team player she is and how much she enjoys playing with the women that she's with. So anyway, it's a lot to look forward to. Hope they get back to New Orleans next year. It's not a given. I mean, the Pac-12, as Coach Graves said, is should have three or four teams in the top 10. With Stanford have like four or five stars they've signed, plus they're bringing some others back. So you never know, but certainly it looks like the Ducks are going to be stronger next year than this year.
Yeah, and Oregon State, while they lose Katie McWilliams, also brings back almost everybody else. They're going to be really good as well.
Well, the 6'7 girl that's on the bench,
right.
Redshirted. And this is why I titled the magazine 2020 Visions, because of the looking forward to the women and also the men, what it looks like for next year.
Yeah, speaking of the men, obviously the run was something that if on February 23rd, when they gave up 62 points in the second half to UCLA, if somebody told you, well, yeah, they'll probably go to the Sweet 16, you'd be like, you're out of your mind.
Exactly.
They left. So now the news about Lewis King is going to the NBA. Still, all in all, obviously you get greedy. It would be nice to have a player that caliber back, but I think still that they're going to be a real viable threat in this conference. Safe to say?
Oh yes. I mean, well, it depends if Pritchard and Wooten come back. You know, that's going to make quite
I'm
a bit
assuming
of difference.
That.
You're assuming that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am too, but nothing's certain until the end. But yeah, I think that the Ducks will have C.J. Walker. 5-star, 6'8". I don't know if his game's exactly like Lewis King, but he certainly sounds like an heir apparent. And, of course, Chris Duarte just got the National JC Player of the Year from a junior college in Florida. He's going to be entering in. So the cupboards aren't going to be bare. But I think Kenny Wooten and Pritchard are critical because Wooten has changes the game so much on defense, and if he just gets some more offense, we probably would have beat national champion Virginia. You know, if he'd had a little more threat there. I'm not blaming him, but he certainly would make it a little easier if he gets more than just putbacks and dunks.
Yeah, I look at Wooten right now kind of maybe where Jordan Bell was after his sophomore year. You could see what he could become, but he was just so raw. I mean, I don't think Pritchard's going to the NBA either. You know, it's great of these young guys to be able to use this process to get a NBA evaluation, but do you really think there's a chance either one of them would actually declare for the NBA draft? Because, first of all, I'm not sure they'd even get drafted.
Well, Brown last year, for some reason first name is escaping me.
Troy Brown.
Troy Brown. He went, and he certainly wasn't developed yet. Wasn't the impact player of Lewis King, that's for sure. But he went, so who knows when you get money thrown in front of you. I agree with you, and I certainly hope they're back. I think it would be the best for developing their skills and probably getting a better payday later. But, I just don't know anymore.
All right, well, I'm willing to throw down. I'm willing to take on all wagers here. A quick thought about baseball. I mean, this was a very important year for Coach Horton. And, in recent years, people have been like, well, when's the offense going to come around? When's the offense going to come around? And it's like, could they catch a break? Now they could hit, and now they get battered with injuries in the rotation. So the luck gods, the health gods, not smiling on this program.
Yeah, I got to have them both working at the same time. Unfortunately, it isn't. However, if you can sweep, I go through the whole prospectus of what could happen this year. We kind of have a teeter-totter schedule the rest of the way where we got three games against Washington State and then against Stanford, one of the league leaders. So it's like it's up, hopefully, against Washington State. Hopefully, you can steal one or two from Stanford at home. And then you've got two series with teams that are below you in the series, and also even in Cal and Arizona. So it's just, boy, if you can get Jovan and Stringer back later, you never know. It's been since 2015 since we went to the postseason, but You know, could pull this off if we split some of the tough opponents and beat the ones that we're supposed to. We might pull it out.
All right, JT, since we're getting kicked off for baseball, I need to give you one last hurrah here. And again, Ducks Illustrated 2020 Visions is available. Let the folks know where they can pick up a copy.
At your Dairy Marts, Buy Marts, and Duck Stores.
All right, hey. Good stuff as always. Enjoy your weekend. We'll catch up soon, JT.
And I got to go to the best beach in America, Clearwater, on Saturday. So don't feel sorry for me.
I really wasn't anyway.
Okay. Thank
Have
you.
A good one.